Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Chris Norton joins me. Chris is 28 years old. He's a telemarketer working for a pharmaceutical firm, but had an idea about a year ago to start something called Dream Date. And it sort of just sat there with you, Chris. Welcome to our program, first of all.
Thank you. It's good to be on your program. Thank you.
It sort of sat there, as you were telling me before we went on the air, and then it got resurrected in your mind, this idea of Dream Date. Tell me what Dream Date... First of all, tell me why you started thinking again about doing this thing, Dream Date.
Well, I had been watching the television news, and I saw about... the news about this very unfortunate lady, Terry Schiavo, and I just began thinking about how there are a lot of girls who, you know, have wanted to go on a prom and for one reason or another never got asked out, never were able to go on their prom. And so I thought about Dream Date, and I thought about starting it up again. And
can you tell us what it is?
I guess just, you know, like I was saying, there's so many girls out there who don't get asked out on dates, and, you know, for whatever reason, they're not good looking. You know, some, you know, to use the words a lot of guys use, they might be dogs, or, and I don't mean to be rude, but they deserve, in my opinion, to have a dream date on their prom, and I guess not everybody can win a, you know, a TV contest. So.
Now, you started this by taking out ads in one of the local newspapers. You got invited on some radio TV shows?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Now, you're doing this because you followed the Terry Schiavo case?
Well, I can see how precious life is, and I do want to do something. My heart goes out to people who, girls who don't get asked to the prom, and I guess the Terry Schiavo case kind of put it all in a perspective for me. And
so you would have to juggle a lot of dates, I think, if you got, because prom season is a very limited season, isn't it?
That's correct, but it's subject, so the dates are obviously subject to availability, but I just feel it's important to do something for girls who want to have the dream date of a lifetime.
And do you charge a fee for this?
Yes, we do, but it's not exorbitant and it's not the same rate. It's sort of a sliding scale, and I price it on an individual basis. I just want the girls to have a good time.
And what can the girls expect on a date like this? I take it you are their date?
Well,
the first thing we should say, I guess, is you're a handsome guy, right?
Well, I mean, I've been told that, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I started. People told me, you know, how handsome I am, and I feel that any girl should be able to go to a prom, I guess, with a guy who, you know, that the other girls will feel jealous about.
Okay, so tell me about the date. What can they expect on the date?
I will pick up the prom girl in a limousine. We have a corsage for her. We go to dinner at a five-star restaurant of her choice. We do have a cap on what the dinner can cost, but and then we take her to the dance, and that's when the magic happens. You can imagine the average girl who's never been asked to a prom. She makes an entrance as she gets out of the limousine. We've got a smoke machine, you know.
A smoke machine?
Yeah, and you know, so it's like she's walking out of hell or something, you know, and then she gets to be seen with me, and she dances with me, and her friends can see her, you know, with a handsome guy, and then the evening winds down, and I take her out for dessert, and then take her home, and these are obviously underage girls, so I'm a perfect gentleman. And
now, you say the rates depend. You mentioned that it's a sliding scale?
Yes, that's correct. The price for the evening varies according to, you know, whatever challenges it may present.
And what do you mean by challenge?
I guess my business dream date was started so that high school girls who wouldn't get asked out would have a dream date for the prom, and the ability to make that happen varies from girl to girl. Some girls are not, you know, I guess they're more not as good looking, or
well, if she's not that good looking, so what does that mean?
Well, it's one of the reasons why we do cap the dinner tab at $25. But the other thing too that I wanted to mention, Phil, a lot of girls are, I guess, nervous eaters, overeaters to this kind of thing, and I'm not here to judge anybody. If the girls are nervous, if for whatever reason during the evening they want to binge or they want to purge, we will allow them to. We have a, for want of a better term, we have a purge bucket in the limousine, and it's just one of the added things, this kind of sensitivity that we have about that.
All right, I saw on your brochure, and I'll open the phones up here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I saw on your brochure that you say you underplay the cost, right?
Yes, sir.
And I think, by the way, that that's a very good thing.
Thank you.
But I saw here that you call it a possible surcharge of $25?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
It's a surcharge if I'm in with a prom date who's not that attractive and any of my friends happen to be in the restaurant that see me.
So what if they see you?
It's just maybe an embarrassment factor. I mean,
okay. Let me just tell you this. It sounds. I know that you want girls to have a dream date, and I appreciate that. Don't you think it's a little insensitive to have a sliding scale as to how good looking they are? I mean, you're making it more expensive for girls that are not as attractive, whatever that means, than girls that are attractive.
I think if you follow business and you know anything about business, Mr. Henry, it's just how much work you have. If you have to work harder, then you should get paid more. And
well, why would it be harder work for you to go out with a girl who may be overweight or not that attractive?
Just to get in, you know, to get into it. It's not that big. It's not that big of a price difference. It's only like a $20 price difference. You know, it slides up and down from there. But
and then the fact that it's a surcharge of $25 for any girl that's not that good looking.
No, that's just if my friends see me with a girl that's not that hot. In other words, they make an assumption, and it's. I mean, it's not that it's something we can waive, but I want women to know that we're here primarily for the girls. I mean, I don't want to embarrass them or anything, and if what I'm doing is embarrassing, I certainly don't want to do that.
Well, I would tell you, you'd do well not to do a sliding scale, and you'd do well not to have a surcharge.
All right, can I give out our phone number? Or?
All right, well, those lines are open. We'll take calls from people, young women who may want to find out more. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. It's called Dream Date. Chris Norton is the date, and your picture's on the website, right?
That's correct.
How would you describe yourself to any woman listening right now?
I would say that I'm Ryan Seacrest type, but I'm better looking than him, and I'm more athletic, you know, so I've got a better body. Also, I've been described as very sexual, and so I have a great deal of sensuality. And
how do women access your service?
We take a $15 deposit, and we do require a picture.
Now, you said this for girls who may not. You're asking for pictures. Why?
The picture simply is to determine. Okay. I don't want this to be taken wrong, and forgive me, but it's just to determine if you're not in a wheelchair or something, and that's all we want to know. There's nothing.
What if the girl is in a wheelchair?
I'm sorry?
What if she is in a wheelchair? Is that even more expensive?
Well, I mean, I got to rent a limo then with a wheelchair ramp, and there'll be other things that I got to do. So, it's going to be more expensive. So,
all right. So the girl sent a picture. What if she sends a picture that you don't approve of? What if she is handicapped to the point where you can't take her out?
Then that's unfortunate. You know,
is the $15 refundable?
Unfortunately, it is not. No.
All right, so she sends her picture in, and you say, no, I can't take you out, but I'm keeping your $50. I mean, come on, man.
Well, you know, it's kind of a...
Let me advise you a little bit here, Chris, on how you might be more successful with your business, if I could.
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't really need the advice. I mean, I'm very... Like I said, I'm very good-looking.
I don't doubt that you're good-looking. I'm sure that any woman that sees you would want to go out with you. What I'm saying is, sliding scale, surcharge of $25... Hi, I'm crippled. Oh, gee, it's too bad. I can't take you out, but I'm keeping your $15. I mean, this all plays a little negative, I think.
Well, I do appreciate your input, but I am, like I said, I'm very good looking, and I think once the women do see me and know that they could be out on a dream date with me, they're not going to be, you know, be that big of a deal.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chelsea, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and tell you, Chris Norton, that I think this is a joke. I think any high school girl, if you're going to have to buy her date, show up at a prom with someone who sounds like they're 40 years old is going to be made fun of.
Well, wait a minute. I'm 28.
The fact that you have surcharges based on how they look doesn't sound like you're really out to help anybody's self-esteem except for your own, especially if you get caught by seeing one of your friends with someone who's not very attractive. I mean, it sounds like you're just really out to make a buck, and this is an embarrassment to even be on the radio talking.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm 28 years old. I do treat the girls with respect. I apologize if it sounded like I'm, you know, if I'm not being sensitive. I'm just saying, in any line of work, I'm sure you understand that the harder you have to work, the more money you can expect to make. And if I'm out with a girl who's a challenge...
Well, what does that mean, a challenge? That she's
well,
not...
you should be taking someone out by what you're saying to make them feel good,
that's why
feel
I started,
better about themselves.
Right, that's
you
why
have
I...
have a purge bucket in the limo waiting for them. That just seems completely insensitive. And
why is that insensitive? There are a lot of girls these days who are very nervous about their weight, and I'm not going to judge them. If they want to purge...
So you're going to charge them more because they're overweight?
No, ma'am.
If you're seen with them? I mean, that would make me want to puke.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but
I know. I'm in business school. I know all about business, but it sounds like you are just out to make money off of people who have low self-esteem, people who are under 18 years old, and you're 28. I mean, it sounds like you need to get a life,
buddy.
Wait
a minute. You know as well as I do the dream of a lot of girls who are teenagers to go, oh, the guy is 28, okay? That's number one. Number two, I have a limousine and everything. And also, the purge bucket is simply to recognize I don't judge teenage girls like most people do. If she wants to purge, like you, do you purge?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, I don't.
Well, some women do, you know. It is voluntary, you know. You don't have to spew. You know what
this
I'm saying?
I feel embarrassed for you.
Let me ask you a question.
I
got a question for you, Chris. Girl purges into a bucket in a limousine. What do you do with that?
We dispose of it. But I'm not going to judge her. You know, these girls feel nervous enough when they eat. You know?
How do you dispose of it?
I'm sorry?
How do you dispose of it?
This is a joke, and I can't believe any parent would let their daughter do this, and I hope that parents are smart enough not to let their children
partake. Well, I think, Chelsea, you understand, being a young woman, that young girls, it's probably one of the great, you know, a girl not being invited to her prom is sad. It's really sad, and I'm just trying
to
help.
That's what girlfriends are for. Go with your girlfriends. Don't buy a date who's 28 years old who's going to charge you extra to be seen with you and have a purge bucket in the limo. Get a life.
You know what? Go to the prom with another girl? Okay.
All right, Chelsea, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. You don't think that that's something the girls do?
I think it's pretty pathetic if you got to go to the prom with another girl. I think if you have the choice between going with your girlfriend, your girlfriend Melanie, who wants to go back to her house after the prom and listen to some Evanescence records and you know, get into her goth, costume, that's fine. I'm talking about going out with a guy who, yeah, I am sassy. And
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton with us. His company is called, or his service is called Dream Date. You can buy his services as your date for the prom. And if you're a girl who wants to go to the prom and you haven't been asked, he'll take you to the prom. He's a handsome guy. He'll take you in a limousine. All kinds of things. When you get out of the limo, there's smoke. And he's got dinner for you and a corsage for you and dancing and everything. And there is a surcharge if you are overweight. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, well, if I'm misunderstanding, let me know, Mr. Norton, but you're...
All I'm saying is, Mr. Hendry, I, for whatever reason, God blessed me with very good looks, and so I'm very... And also, I have a sex appeal, and girls, you know, women like me. And I want girls, you know, it's just, I think, I would say to your audience, if you care about Terri Schiavo and what she's suffering from, then you'll understand about the Dream Date Service and have enough.
I'm curious how the Terri Schiavo case figures into this.
Well, you can see her, how she looks. And I saw a picture of Terri Schiavo. I don't know if you saw it, but when back before she went out cold, you know, got knocked out cold or whatever happened, she was very hot looking. And now look what happened. So there's a lot of girls who are in that boat, and I just want them to have a good time at the prom. And I'm not trying to offend anybody, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody. And this is all about making those girls who will not get asked out to the prom feel special. And yeah, there is a surcharge, but I'm not going to hold them to it or anything. And it,
well, look at, let me ask you something. Terri Schiavo, how much would she cost?
What? You mean?
Terri Schiavo, the lady who is in the coma, how much does she cost on the dream date?
How's she going to call me up?
What do you mean?
She's in a coma.
I'm saying, if a girl looked like that,
the way Terri Schiavo used to look, that would she was hot.
No. Terri Schiavo has been ravaged by a coma, obviously physically ravaged by time and what this debilitating condition has taken out of her. How much would she cost if she looked like that and you got a call from her?
Okay, so now you're trying to make me look bad.
No, just how much? Give me a rough figure.
It'd probably be, I'd have to put it up in four figures.
Four figures?
Well, yeah, because...
Okay, so we're talking over $1,000.
If you're saying about the way she looks now?
Yes!
So that makes me a bad guy, because it would probably be about $1,500, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bethany, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, this guy is absolutely unbelievable. For him to quote that he claims that he makes women feel good because they didn't get asked to the prom, but then again, he's rated women as far as, you know, what their, you know, emotional or handicap stability is. It's,
well,
this guy,
I'm just saying, you make money according to the work that you put out. Are you in business? I mean...
Of course I am. I'm in bartending business, and I am a girl that has been in the service industry for 10 years.
Okay, and because you're in the bartending business, I can tell right away you've got to be good looking. You've got to be.
Well,
there's no way they're going to put you behind the bar unless you're hot. So you understand what it is to be hot, and I do.
No,
but I'm
saying...
And I'm going to get penalized for that?
No, I do. There's a place for a person to be hot, to offer something, but not to be hot to offer these young ladies who don't have a date to the prom. I'm sorry. You know, that's a part of life.
What did I do?
And girls who don't have dates to the prom don't need some guy to charge them this much money and to rate them on how good-looking they are in their little elementary school.
You know as well as I do, in your line of business, you probably let your thong ride up a little bit to get an extra tip. Yes or no?
No.
Oh, come on,
absolutely
man.
Absolutely not.
Oh, come.
Absolutely not.
See, now she's not telling the truth. See,
I have... Well,
you know,
I mean,
you've been over, and the thong rides up.
No, actually, I haven't, because I don't like that.
She'll probably get fired if she pulls something like that. How do you know where she works? Maybe she works in a classy joint where that stuff isn't allowed.
No, I wouldn't get fired. I bartended at a country club for 10 years, at a country club, and I never, ever had to act like that.
It's not normal. Bartenders named Bethany, generally we're talking TGIF. I mean, where do you work?
Well, right now I work at a bar called the Jetlag Lounge, but...
Is that down near the airport?
No, that's in town where I live.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is it's a small surcharge if they're hard to look at. I mean,
Of course there's a small surcharge, but there's a huge emotional charge there. There's a huge, huge... For girls to have to... let down their pride to call this number so they have some date at the prom. They might as well call their grandfather.
No, wait a minute. I'm 28. I'm very hot looking. Get out of the limousine, smoke, okay? All kinds of smoke and stuff. Everybody's looking at him, going, who's the hot guy that she's with? This and that, this and that. So what's bad about that?
And a purge bucket inside the limo in case they want to puke up the dinner they just ate.
If they're with me, they're not. What if they feel fat?
That's awful, and that's their problem. Hey,
what do you mean, what if they feel fat?
You need to throw it up.
If they're feeling, if they're with me and they're not feeling attractive, maybe they're feeling heavier.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We are offering a special this week, and that's what I wanted to say.
All right, let me just update our listeners. We're talking with Chris Norton, Dream Date. It's prom season. If you are a young lady who is not sure she's going to get asked out to the prom, and that's not a very pleasant feeling for some girls don't care. But if you do, you can go out with Chris. Mr. Norton provides the date, he provides the limousine, he provides the dinner, he provides the corsage, he provides even a little bit of smoke and mirrors as you get out of the limousine, makes it a very big event. Mr. Norton is a handsome guy. You're an aspiring model, correct?
I have also, Mr. Henry, I've appeared in a couple of, you know, adult films, but I don't want, you know, I'm not saying you should go see them or anything, but I have, you know, obviously I've been hired to do, you know, adult films and everything, and also I want people to know that I am waiving the surcharge based on the phone calls we've had. I just want everybody to know that.
Based upon the phone calls we've gotten tonight, you will not surcharge a woman in case your friends see you? Is that what that is?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, I would hope so, sir, because it's not the most, you know, you're charging a woman at $25 extra for the night in case your friends see you with her. Do you see what the other lady was saying about self-esteem?
I totally understand, yeah. I get it now. Yeah, it's, I'm sure you know, Mr. Henry, I'm sure every man out there knows women. How do you figure them, you know?
Well, I mean, they're not, you know, they're hard to figure sometimes. One thing's for sure, brother, don't charge $25 extra to have to be seen with them. I can tell you, I don't know much about women, but I tell you right now, that'll get your eyes clawed out of your face, you know?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is that Bethany still on the phone, or?
No, she's gone.
Do you have a number for her, or is there any?
No, I do not.
Where did she say she worked?
She works at what the heck was it? The Jet Lag Lounge.
Where is that located, you know?
I think it's in Phoenix. I think it's in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Because she did sound very, you know, cute, and there was a lot of sexuality there, you know.
That's fine, man, but I don't think she's looking for a prom date. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Krista. Krista, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I just called to tell you, and I'm going to try to say this as kindly as I can. You keep saying that you're 28 and you're handsome and you have this and you have that. Who are you trying to impress, yourself? Because you sure haven't impressed me, buddy. I don't know where you come from, but everybody was made in the likeness of God. And whether you're pretty on the outside does not matter. You can look at somebody in their eyes and tell what kind of a person they are. I've been around the world, and you make me sick.
Ma'am, I've waived.
And let me say something to all the young ladies that are out there listening to you.
I told you, I waived
the
surcharge.
Don't fall for it, baby. Don't fall for it.
All right, hold on, Krista.
Because you know what?
Krista,
you need to grow up. Because if you don't grow up, you're going to be through. I'm telling you that right now.
Well,
because you've done met your mate, buddy.
May I say something, Mr. Henry?
You've done met your mate.
All right, hold on, let him
There's
say something.
There's nothing that you can say.
Let
you know why?
Krista, I'm the host of
because
the show.
You have...
I'm going to let him say. What do you want to say?
I just want this lady to know I've waived the surcharge. They may calm her down.
Okay, Krista?
I don't need you.
I've waived the surcharge.
Take care of myself. Thank you. I'm an E7 in the United States Army, getting ready to retire after 25 years. I don't need you, honey.
Yeah.
But I'm warning all these other young ladies out there to beware of men just like you.
Okay.
And that's why half of them can't stand.
Okay, you got to watch your language, Krista. I'm sure you understand. Chris,
I don't have to watch my language for you.
Yes, on my show you do. Yes, you do. Now, what is your response, Chris?
I just want to know how fat she is.
Excuse me?
How fat are you?
Oh, I'm not. I weigh 128 pounds.
On a 5'1" frame, that's pretty rough.
No, I'm 5'5".
Well, that's chunky.
So see, you think you know people, but you don't.
You know,
you don't know anything about people.
You're in the Army.
How can you judge somebody
by
a picture?
You didn't go to Iraq, did you?
Excuse me?
You didn't go to Iraq, did you?
Oh, baby, been there and back. Been to Desert Storm.
Well, you know what?
Been to Kosovo. Been all over.
You sound psycho to me.
Been
and I just
all
wonder
over.
How many civilians are in an open grave over there that...
Okay, that's not necessary.
Well, she sounds psycho.
No,
you know
I'm not psycho, baby.
Krista,
I've been around the world.
You sound bitter because you never
I'm
went
not
to the prom.
Psycho.
You hog. She's a psycho bitch.
She hung up.
Well,
she hung up on you because you called her a hog. Because
I called her a hog. She called me an A-hole, a B-hole. She compared me to a B, an A. She said I was a B-plug, an A-plug.
What?
I heard everything she said to me. Now, she's in the United States Army. She probably machine-gunned a whole classroom full of school kids just because they didn't have her coffee ready. And then went back to the mess hall and had another helping of garlic mashed potatoes. Oh, yeah!
Here is Beth. Beth, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Beth.
Okay, dude, you know, you are not doing anything positive for these girls. I don't know who you think you are.
Well, how old are you? I mean, why don't we ask them?
I'm in my 20s. I was there when I was in high school.
Did you go to your prom?
Sucked. Yes, I went to my prom. But you know what? If anyone had to pay to get a date, I mean, my God, can you imagine the psychological drama? I mean,
you were probably the kind of girl that put down those poor girls that didn't go to the prom. And that's what I'm trying to help. You know,
no,
you were probably
you're not
one that stood there on the sidelines laughing at the poor
you,
girls that didn't go. And then I show up.
Encouraging them to throw up.
Hey, you know they throw up.
Encourage their bulimia.
You know they throw up. Okay?
Well, of course I know they throw
up. All right,
then
why make them feel bad about it?
With threw up.
The girl you went to, what, girl you went to bed with?
The girl I doubled with on prom, we went with a double date, and she threw up.
Yeah,
she
was bulimic,
and I can't believe... No.
All right.
You know, here's the thing. Young girls are gonna purge.
No,
I have a purge.
Not.
I've got
you
a purge trough for them. And
no,
if you, don't...
you are encouraging this kind of behavior, and that's just disgusting. The amount of psychological damage you are doing to these children is
Let me ask
amazing.
Some. Did you buy two dresses and sew them together to have a dress that would fit you? Or...
No.
All right. So what are
what
we
are
doing
you
now?
Insinuating?
You know, I'm just here to say, Phil, that my phone number, my website, you know, forget it.
Dude, there is
yeah.
no way
yeah.
you should get any business. You are a pig. I can't believe you are preying on these young girls.
You know what?
What purpose?
You're all upset because the ugly girls have finally got a shot, and now you can't put them down because they're going to be at the prom with a better-looking guy than you had.
No, Yay! I'm not upset because the ugly girls are finally getting a shot. I'm
you know
upset
what?
Because you're preying
you're
on these poor children.
You're upset because they're going to have a better-looking date than you ever had. And
yeah,
by the way,
tell me, yeah,
hey,
keep telling
hey,
me why I'm upset.
You want to know
yeah.
something? You want to know something? I can hear the fat wiggling in your throat.
yeah, all right.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I'm going to be
okay.
upset because some girl has you for a date.
Yeah.
My God, you are a maniac.
A maniac?
I cannot believe...
You're so hot for me, that's why you're staying on the line with me.
Oh,
look at,
my
can
God.
Can I interrupt?
No, she would have hung up, Mr. Henry, if she thought I was really all that gross. Anybody with the name Beth, you know what that means?
Yeah.
Wide load.
Bill, where do you find this
All right, okay.
Wide load, back it up.
All right.
Mr. Henry, can I give out my website?
No, you can't. Got enough freaking business on my show to last a lifetime. Any girl named Beth. Although a girl named Bethany.
You got that right.
Addict. Look at man, I ain't giving you the number to the jet lag lounge, okay? All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Our website, www.philhendryshow.com. Our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On now to our listener flashback request. And this is from Mark Newman. No, he's our engineer.
What an idiot.
This is from who? Robert in Tucson. It was to Mark Newman, our engineer. Our producer and technical director. Dear Phil, this letter is to serve as my request to hear the Tony Neal wide eye for the black guy bit. Thanks, Robert in Tucson. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff blacked out here, bud. Did you do that?
Yeah, because he was calling you a butthole.
All right, great. So it said, Dear Butthole, would you please play?
Yeah.
All right, here it is, Robert. It's wide eye for the black guy, Tony Neal, by request.
Tony, I don't understand how you can make these assumptions about the black man, you know, not knowing how to go into a bank and write a check. I mean, can't you make the same assumption about a white man or a Mexican man or, you know, an Asian? I mean, how can you make these assumptions and say that they're accurate?
I've watched Emergency 911.
And you think that's accurate research? I mean, have you done any research, any scientific proof whatsoever that
well, there's an interesting study. There's an interesting study being done right now at MIT, and they've been able to synthesize the actual instant when the African American turned away from the Cadillac and was more interested.
Will you get out of here with this?
I don't understand.
What do you mean they synthesized?
How that's even relevant? How is that even relevant? I mean, what you're saying right now, what your show, your whole basis of your show,
right,
the black man is stupider than the white man. Is that what you're saying? That the black man is incapable.
I'd say, are you black?
No, I'm not black.
Well, then in your case, I'd say that it's the reverse. But
oh, that's really funny, man. I got that.
So you're saying, yeah, I have a degree. I'm in grad school. I would not say that.
You have a degree.
Yes, and just you
got
have
a temperature
no basis.
Is what you
and
got. Let me guess, you're blonde. That was uncalled for. I would
what
say
the color
Jennifer,
of my hair? What the color yeah. of my hair? What I
you're either
like
a blonde or
know.
A redhead, and I can tell you the redheads I've known. Oh my God! You know, give
that
them a quarter
nothing,
and they put it in a
that has
machine.
Nothing to do with what you're talking about. Let's get back to the point and get back to the subject of you.
Look, have
saying
you ever heard of the
about-
show Punked? I'd like you to look through your kitchen window right now. We have you on camera. You know what? Jennifer,
you know what?
You've been punked.
This isn't about me.
All
this
right.
conversation is not about me. It's
exactly.
about you and about your show.
Jennifer,
and
you've been
your
punked.
Show.
And I'm Ashton Kutcher. Or Kutcher. Oh, or, you know.
You don't even know how to pronounce it. This
Kutcher,
isn't about. This
Kutcher,
isn't about me. This is about you and
Michener,
your show.
James Michener. Hello, I'm James Michener, and you've been punked.
Demeaning to black men.
Yes,
your
I mean, the
show
demeaning
is being
aspect,
demeaning.
It's demeaning.
Do you understand that?
Say that word again. It's what?
Demeaning.
Demeaning? Well, demeaning
yes.
is, it's just fun. That's demeaning. But you can read any meaning into it you want. See, that's another
well,
joke.
You're making
oh,
fun of the black man, and you're
well,
saying that the black
Mr.
man
Neal,
is
isn't
more
it true
stupid.
That, isn't it true, Mr. Neal, you're just one of these producers that runs around looking to rip off somebody's idea, and this show is about as about as worthy as that Beverly Hillbillies reality show.
Well, that was my idea, too.
Yeah, congratulations. That didn't get on the air either.
Right, your show is so far.
Are you guys trying to tell me
reality.
My show? Does it suck?
Yeah, I would not watch. I would be so offended. I would protest your show.
Well, Jennifer, I'd like you to know I'm Richie Cunningham, and you've been punked.
Okay, there he is. That was Herb Sewell when we called him Tony Neal, I guess. And that is a request from how long ago was that? probably about a year and a half or so ago, I would think. March 17th, 04. So that's before we decided that that voice would actually be better called Herb Sewell instead of Tony Neal. I don't know how this stuff works, bud.
Well, you better get your act together.
Anyway, that was by request from Robert in Tucson. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we still have lots of stuff to happen tonight. As I mentioned, we have Scared Straight, the 911 operator version. Also coming up this evening, the Jim Rome Show, and Jim is going to be in a little bit of trouble this evening. Logan Benson, My Grandpa Says, is also going to be on our show tonight, and we had another hellish rainstorm in our area today, and I don't know how the weather is across the country, but it's March, so let me take a wild guess and say it's probably not too boogie-woogie. It's probably snowing, probably raining. That's cool. That's the way it ought to be, right? I'd be a little freaked out if it was like 90 degrees right now. It would scare the hell out of me. I'd think it was the end of the world. It'd be like getting up in the middle of July and it's snowing or something, right? So today, it's coming down like you wouldn't believe. It was coming down so hard and heavy that there was probably a very thin veneer of water on the roadway. I swear to God, Mark, about 2 inches of water. You were not driving on it. It was hydroplane every 50 yards. I could feel my car kind of sliding. Did that keep me from talking to my wife on my cell phone using one hand on the phone and one on the wheel? No. But I will say this. For the first time in memory, everybody was just acting like adults. We were all driving. It was raining. People were slow, but there wasn't any panic. And I actually got to work the usual 50-minute commute that I got. I got to work in 50 minutes. It was incredible. It was a beautiful thing. And I was trying to think of how to tell you this story, because all of a sudden it popped into my mind. Great story that was told to me by James Washington, the former defensive back with the Dallas Cowboys, who is now working on Fox Sports Radio. And how do you segue into a football story? How do you segue to a football story from Tony Neal / Herb Sewell? How do you do it from the rain, hydroplaning, and almost killing yourself? I know. Why don't we go to a commercial and then just pretend it's a sports show?
Great idea.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, FUBAR.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I don't even have time for the story now. I got 45 stinking seconds. It'll have to come in just a few minutes. Pretty cool story. Just a football story. Nothing very heavy. Also, Scared Straight 911 operator version, the Jim Rome Show. Oh, and Lloyd Bonafide will be back with us. Apparently, David Little, a former linebacker with the Pittsburgh Steelers, died from dropping a 250-pound barbell onto his chest. Lloyd Bonafide is going to demonstrate how that can be avoided. And also Adolf Hitler will join us in our next hour. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, the soul of America.